Right now, the hugely popular number one ladies detective agency novels by Alexander McCall Smith have been made into a series airing on HBO. Set in Botswana, they feature Precious Ramotswe as the country's first lady detective. Each week, the resourceful Precious manages to drum up business for her fledgling agency. In this episode, a husband has gone missing shortly after he joined a new church.
Maybe he has found himself a nice young apostolic lady with better blankets than me.
But that is a possibility.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know, I know he has many women friends, but when he joined this group, he promised he would turn over a new leaf.
Do you really want to solve this mystery? Even if the solution makes you unhappy?
What difference would it make? I'm unhappy now.
Writing about the series in the online magazine The Daily Beast, writer and cultural critic Stanley Crouch praised it for its honest depiction of Africa. He joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we want to hear from you, the listeners. If you've been watching the number one ladies detective agency or if you've read the novels, what's the impression of Africa you are getting? Give us a call at 800-989-8255 or send us an email to talk@npr.org. And you can join the conversation at our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Stanley Crouch, how much did you know about these books and about this story before you watched this series? Had you read any of the books?
No.
No. So what were you expecting?
Well, since it was from HBO, I expected it to be basically what it was. That is, that it would be a lot better than what I was accustomed to. Not only I, but what most of us are accustomed to seeing on television when people who are not white are depicted.
Yeah. And you say the series manages to show what is both troubling and inspiring about Africa. How so?
Well, the thing about Africa is Africa is extraordinarily beautiful to the eye. It's impossible for anyone other than a blind person to not be impressed by the sheer beauty of the country and of the animals and all of that. But at the same time, Africa is much like, as I say in the piece, it's much like the American West was near the end of the 19th century. Because on one hand, it's as modern as anything else that exists in the world right now. And on the other hand, it's 400 or 500 years away from the present. So you can, in Africa, you can be in a restaurant, a hotel, a library, you can be having a conversation with some African intellectuals or politicians and so on. And except for that African accent, you could be anywhere else that's modern. Then you can do something that is very difficult to do in most places in the world that I know of. You can get in your car, and in a half an hour, you can be in the Middle Ages. So, and when you get out there in the bush, you know, people practice witchcraft and they believe it. Real backward, if you want to call them backwards, tribal ideas are hold sway. And all of that. So Africa's in two different time periods at exactly the same time. And that's why I say it's very similar to the American Western, because what has interested people all over the world since the invention of the Western film was that on the one hand, these people could be in this little town, then they get on horseback, and when the further away from town they get, the closer they get to a primitive, almost primeval kind of a situation where, you know, with these wild Indians who can also be very majestic Indians and can be benign, and they can also be extraordinarily savage. So in Africa, you have this combination of extraordinary brutality, extraordinary backwardness, inspiring a vitality in terms of the morale that the people have about living, and the enormous potential that any situation where you encounter human beings is, you know, that you can be elevated by the quality, but you know, but just by the human quality that people have.
And how does this series in particular capture that in a way that other depictions of Africa that we see in popular culture doesn't? I mean, what is it that you don't like about usual depictions of Africa?
Well, the thing is, it's not just Africa. See, the problem usually is that, and it doesn't matter whether the director or the writer is necessarily white or not white. It's that there's a cliched conception of people who are not white that is often bought by writers and directors who are both black or white, or who are black directors and white directors, black writers and white writers. So you don't necessarily get, as you do in the number one ladies detective agency, you don't necessarily get the range of human feeling that the main character Precious has in her responses to people, and you don't necessarily get the sense of humor that the show has, which is not dehumanizing to the person who's put in a comical situation. The person is just comical.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you, and in different situations, well, like if, okay, for instance, there's this gangster, this African gangster played by Idris Elba, whose travels around in his Mercedes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the glove compartment of the Mercedes, he has this little pouch of a purportedly magical combination of human bones and other things that are supposed to give him power.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, in that one symbol, you have this Mercedes, right?
Right.
And in the glove compartment of the Mercedes, you have this little bag with these, with this superstitious stuff.
So you got the two things right there in one.
Yes, like, and see, very rarely do you ever see anything that so perfectly symbolizes the immediate present and the far past,
yeah,
and the fact that they both exist together.
All right, we're talking with Stanley Crouch, writer and syndicated columnist, about his review of the number one ladies detective agency, which appeared in the Daily Beast, or his article about that show on HBO. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 800-989-8255. And we're going to take a call from Susan in Sacramento. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I've been watching this show since it started, and I am just mesmerized. And part of why I am is, it's very sad, you know, there's poverty and there's kidnapping, but at the same time, it's so beautiful and so real, and the people have the very same problems that we have here in Sacramento. They have kidnappings, and they don't have enough money, and they're trying to get a job. And there's this very precious naivete of times gone by when people say, thank you, and they call each other ma'am and sir. And there's this sort of cultural whiplash of, you know, like your speaker said, you know, they can be having lofty conversations about politics and cleaning up the world, and then you see a goat wandering down the middle of the road. So you realize that it's this country, this town, these people trying to catch up with this the speed of the real world, and yet There's this tremendous beauty, and you know, you see parts of, when you listen to the news about Africa, it's so horrible. Everyone's dying. I know those are real problems, but there is also beauty and hope and ethical behavior and people who rescue children in Africa. And this show, for the first time, has shown me a positive, hopeful, funny, ethical, entertaining side of Africa. All right. And I just love the show.
Okay, Susan, thanks so much. We're going to go to another call. We're going to go to TT, who's calling from Boston. Hi, TT. I think we just lost TT somehow, and I hope I didn't do that. If I did lose you, TT, please come back. I'm going to read an email now. This is Gakwo in North Carolina. As an African, the most refreshing thing about the Ladies' Number One Detective Agency is it's genuine. The media is plastered with negative generalization about the continent of Africa, and it's encouraging to an African country being showcased without spin or alarmist exaggeration of violence, famine, etc. It's positive PR that money can't buy. So there's two opinions, both on the phone and an email, Mr. Crouch, sort of saying very similar things about the depiction.
Well, you know, I've been thinking recently that, you know, for all of this understandable attention that Michelle Obama is getting, this woman who's the president of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's extraordinary because unlike Mugabe and these other incompetent, brutal clowns that run African countries, she's like cleaned up this place after a 14-year civil war. She's put a woman in charge of the police force, and she's done the things that the people actually need. And so all I'm just saying is that, as the African who wrote in the email was saying,
mm-hmm.
See, there's a whole other thing that's happening in Africa. And see, the thing that is remarkable about Africa is that Africans have this, they have a very deep understanding of something, as I say in the piece, that everybody in the world actually knows, which is that life is not self-destructive.
Mm.
In other words, life is on its own side. It's not against itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean is that Africans, they understand, yes, there's going to be famine. Yes, there's going to be disease. Yes, there might be tribal wars. Yes, people might kidnap people, they might kill other people, they might do terrible things. But in the long run, the sheer power of life itself is greater than all of its oppositions.
We're talking with Stanley Crouch, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We're going to go to Guy now, and he's calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi, Guy.
Hello there. I'm coming at this from a little bit different angle. I didn't know about the series, so thank you for turning me on to that. I am, though, a huge fan of the books, and have read the books. Now, I'm coming from, I grew up in a small town in central Utah, and now I live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm about as white as you can get, and love the introduction to Botswana and to Africa that those books have given me. And I was just wondering two things about the series. One is, one thing that struck me about the books is the formality that they deal with with one another, that Mara Matswe refers to her husband as Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, and likewise, and the formality, especially of the main characters of that. And the other question is how this series deals with the question and the impact of AIDS on Africa. The books make reference to that and deal with it in quite an interesting way. The orphanage is central to the story. I know later Mara Matswe and J.L.B. Matakoni adopt two children from that orphanage. And could you speak just a little bit about how the question of AIDS and the impact is handled in the books and on the series? It's really been interesting for me to be exposed to that.
I think perhaps, Stanley, I don't know, is that something you can respond to?
Well, no, because I haven't read the books, as I said, and also I'm not aware of exactly how they're going to address it in the series, but we can be pretty sure that it will be addressed because it's a hard fact of African life on a day-to-day basis, and you can't. It's just like tribalism. If you're gonna deal with Africa, you got to deal with what actually is there. And AIDS is a serious problem, but, you know, in Botswana itself, the AIDS deaths have been going down because they actually have a program that involved the passing out of condoms, and it's had a strong effect. And I think they're going to get a grip on it.
All right, Guy, thanks for calling. I think just to, so you know, Guy, I think Stanley Crouch is discovering the series each week on his own. He hasn't seen everything ahead, so he doesn't know where it's all going yet. But thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take one more call from Jan in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hi, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I actually haven't seen the television show, but I've read a lot of his books, Alexander McCall's books. And I mean, he's got other mystery series that are also set in Scotland. But the thing that's amazed me the most about him as a writer is his ability to capture the essence of a woman. I mean, this guy is telling a story. I had the good fortune also to go to Africa, and I thought that he portrayed Africa very accurately. But I was even more impressed with the way that he got in touch with his feminine side, perhaps. I don't know. But somehow he really portrayed the woman well and the way that she thinks.
Yeah, and the author, he's white. He's a man, as you said, creating a woman. And although he was born in what was then Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, he's also of Scottish background, I think. Did that surprise you, Stanley Crouch, that this guy was able to do it?
No, because he's a writer. I mean, and see, the thing is, before we all found ourselves caught up in this kind of imbecilic reductionist attitude towards art, you know, people would end up saying, well, you know, only a black person can write about a black person, and then it goes on from there. And so I think that any real writer who's a man knows, number one, that his major challenge is to create realistic female characters.
Yeah. Well, Stanley, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Stanley Crouch is a writer and syndicated columnist. His story, Ladies' Night, about the number one ladies' detective agency, appeared in the Daily Beast, and he joined us from our bureau in New York. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, Neil Conan will be back to talk about international adoption. Plus, Henry Louis Gates remembers John Hope Franklin. That's tomorrow. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.